Welcome back to the Flatback 4 podcast. We're talking about Stephen Kenny again. Are we Kenny in or Kenny out? Does Stephen Kenny deserve more time? Myself and Kenny disagree as usual. And watch us try and push Chrissy off the fence. Okay, lads, so we're going to talk about Stephen Kenny and obviously if we're Kenny in or Kenny out. I was listening to Off the Ball there recently and they had a poll of which showed that 80% of people thought that Stephen Kenny should have more time. Personally, I think performances have improved, and I could see from the Serbia game that they, especially people in the Aviva, they were proper behind Stephen Kenny in the team. But we're looking at, I can see Kenny glaring me out there. We're looking at, there's been five games we've played so far in the group, and 2 points. Kenny, what are you thinking? Is that 80% of it? Is it, are 80% of us gone mad?
I think so. I do think so. Look, I enjoy good football, lad. I do. Don't get me wrong, but it's all about results, lad. For me, it's all about results. And especially getting to tournaments, doing what the best way for the squad. But I will praise Kenny for what he's done with the young players and how he's tried to implement his football. We have had recently against Portugal, we were outstanding. It was one of the better performances I've seen in a long time. Fallbacks against Azerbaijan, 1-1. You know, you play the same way. You need a plan B against Luxembourg. Like, you can't be backing these sort of results. That one win in 16 is not good enough. It just isn't. There's a lot of draws in there. I think 8 draws, 7 defeats. It's, to me, this campaign for me should be, you know, look, appreciate giving the young players a try and that, but the football does not suit the players that we have. But look, 80% of Ireland fans, I've heard a lot. You see a lot on social media, don't you, Elliot, with fans there backing Kenny till they die nearly, like, you know, and then other fans go, get out. Yeah. It's just such a real debate. But this one here in particular, because there's the next campaign is around the corner nearly as well. For me, I think 80% is, that's a mad stat. Like,
yeah, I'm not sure where the sample size, how much the sample size was or where it was from. And it was done recently as well, so it wasn't done after like a poor result or a good result. So that might help you read into it a bit better. But Chris, he kind of went through the one win in 16. He draws against Luxembourg, Azerbaijan.
Defeat Luxembourg.
Sorry, yeah, of course.
At home.
Which is probably the lowest moment in Irish football in the last 20 years. Chrissy, it's grim. Have you seen positives or what are you thinking?
Yeah, I have seen positive. I'm kind of torn with this question because I've seen positives and it's against maybe the superior teams that Ireland are playing. But when we're up against teams that we need to actually beat, we're falling short. We do like a striker, just someone to get us over the line and get us goals, maybe to get us out of jail. And we don't really have that player. We had Robbie Keane who did that for years, maybe where we had maybe poor performances and he'd get a goal and we get a win and then it's forgotten about. But we don't have it at the moment. So, you know, we're really suffering from that from a point of view. But like the stats are really grim. Like we knew kind of with Kenny, if he was going to try to play football and integrate young lads, that results would be up and down. But it's just the fact that the one win in 16 just sticks out, you know, so poorly or so badly because it's really bad for Ireland. You know, we're a small nation. We're always going to be up against it. But, you know, one win in 16 is very, very poor. And it's hard. The reason why I'm torn is because the Portugal game was unbelievable. You know, that was really, that reminded me, that was the best performance I've seen from Ireland, I'd say, maybe since the night in Paris against France, where Ireland were just brilliant. You know, they just take your breath away, Irish performance. So with Kenny at the moment, it depends on what managers are out there too. You know, what manager are you going to get to take the Ireland job? Who would take it? You know, we haven't got, like we don't have a Steve Finnan at Liverpool, a Roy Keane at Manchester United, you know, a Shea Given at Newcastle. Like the amount of Premier League talent and players we have playing for Ireland is very small. So it's not really the most attractive job in the world either. So there's a lot of kind of stipulations, but it's grim for Ireland at the moment, you know, and especially as a fan watching, you know.
That's a good point before
you go there, Elliot, like what Chrissy said there about, you know, the job and who's out there. I seen something today that was only done yesterday from Paddy Power, and it was about who was the favourite for the Ireland job, and someone went down from 14-1 in the past week down to, you know, 6-4.
Who was it?
And that's telling me a lot about, you know, could something be on the cards? Will Kenny get the back in or not? And that was Neil Lennon. Neil Lennon has been the favourite there. There's the likes of Roy Keane's name is in the half. Keith Andrews, Robbie Keane, even Damien Duff. But the man who's around 7-1 would be the guy I would want, and that would be Big Sam Allardyce. But I'll go into that later on, and give you a heads up there. So, is there something about that? Would you read into that a little bit? Like when odds slash so far, so big.
Yeah, well, the bookies, they aren't mugs, like I suppose, but I wouldn't be a fan of that now. But if you said that odds of slash, I don't know that for true, you know. But
what's your opinion on that 80%? Let's say, lad, on
I'm 100% Kenny in 100% until 100%. Because I just don't. That's just me being honest. I just don't think. As you said, you're talking about trying to play different football. The football doesn't suit us. But do you think long ball football is going to suit us? The players, our best players are smaller. The smaller players. I think I don't think it suits us. I don't think if you get in Sam Allardyce, I don't think we're going to play terrible football, and we're still not going to finish above Serbia and Portugal, or even second. I don't think so. I think that
you're going to attract more players. You're going to attract potentially.
I don't think people are going definitely to want to would. Go. The people are going to want to go and play for Sam Allardyce. I don't think so.
I think maybe 15 years ago. I think they would. I think they'd like to. I think a manager who's a proven record might be able to get a bit more pull than the likes of a manager who hasn't managed in any top level.
Stephen Kenny's job remit is to come in and change the way Irish football has been played for the last 30-40 years.
And again, as Chrissy said,
are you going to give him a year and then go back to Sam Allardyce? I don't want to do that. I'd rather see us play good football. I know you weren't hitting on Kenny. I'm just saying I want to see Ireland play well, playing good football. I've seen enough. I want to see the young lads come through. I want that.
Do you want to go good football or get the tournaments, lad? Do you want to play the best way, the best style, lad, or do you want to play the style
of
suits?
I want both. I don't think bog ball suits us. I think that's bog ball's dead. You spoke about Tony Pulis before.
Mick McCarthy played, you know, kind of long ball, lad, and he got the qualifiers. He didn't play great football. But he still had the same lads that, you know, he still have in that squad, more senior. And he got us to, you know, a qualifier, and he wasn't given the chance to, you know, get us through that. So yeah, I disagree with just the football end of it. I know it's always me and you at odds, but...
I'm just saying that I think the job he has, he's been told to completely change the way Irish football has been played. And I don't think he can... I know it hasn't been good, Ken. The results haven't been good enough. I'm not going to say they are, but I just want to give more time. I think this qualifying campaign was a write-off. I didn't think whoever came in... If you told Pep Guardiola to come to Ireland, which you never know. I don't know if his odds were slashed. But if he came to Ireland with the same squad... We don't have the players to play bog ball either. I think... But what I would say, Ken, is I think... As you mentioned, Chrissy, it's them games like the Luxembourg game and the Azerbaijan game when the impetus is on us, when we have the ball. I don't think we need to go with the three centre backs and the five at the back. I think we need to be a bit more brave there. You know, we don't need the three centre backs. Like I know Doherty, Egan, you know, Enda Stevens, Clark when he plays. I know they're used to playing a back five at their respective clubs, or they have been in the past. I think we just need to be a bit more brave. We don't have a goal scorer, and that is something that we have been dreadful, absolutely dreadful in matches, worse than we've been under Kenny. But we've had a goal scorer like Robbie Keane to get us out of jail loads of times. I just want to give him more time. Yeah, Kenny, but I understand what you mean. I think I would be completely against going Allardyce route or Pulis, if you've mentioned before. I'd be completely against that. Not saying it won't happen. I'd be completely against that.
No, I understand.
We're trying to change the way Irish football is being played. That's what Stephen Kenny's job in. Whether he's the right man to do it or not, I just think we can't go back the other way. We can't.
Against the bigger sides, even the Serbia defeat 3-2, we looked quite good. We were getting a loud chance to play football, which we did. In Portugal, for quite a while there, we played some fantastic football. Like, as you say, it probably was the best I've seen in probably since that France game, as you say, or maybe the Italian game, which we won under O'Neill. But, like, it's these other games, isn't it, Chris? You have to take into account. You have to, like, losing to the likes of Finland, drawing with Bulgaria, Luxembourg in particular, like, Azerbaijan, drawn there. I know we have them coming up now in the next qualifying game.
Saturday.
But, you know, against the likes, one win against Andorra, which, come on now, like, the only team that may struggle to beat Andorra would be San Marino. Like, would you not, what would, like, you'd have to take all them little small, like, details into account, wouldn't you, Chrissy?
You would. You can't just ignore them and say, like, that, you know, we're going through a kind of a phase or a rebuild or whatever. You can't just, you know, make that as an excuse, you know, when you're losing to such poor teams that Ireland will be considered much better than. You know, you can't just throw that to one side. It's just really frustrating. I listened to both your comments there, and I agree with both. It's the real split, I think, in Ireland.
Don't sit in the fence, lad. Come on.
No, but I'm just saying.
You're trying to push him the other way,
I'll tell you my opinion, but just let me say what I'm going to say first. I said that there's a split in the Irish fans at the moment, because you have one set of fans that are just results orientated, and then you have a set of fans that just want to see an improvement the way Irish soccer is, so they can sit back, watch, and enjoy it. But meeting the boat in the middle, where we're going to play fantastic football and get those results, is very, very difficult to get. It's never been done in Irish soccer before. You know, you can't pick me out a manager that's played lovely football for Ireland and got results and got us to places. So if that's what Irish people want, we're going to have to go to achieve something we've never achieved before, which is a really difficult thing to do when you don't have top Premier League players there, which we don't. I don't see the young Irish players that we have now linked going to these top clubs either, where they're going to be at those clubs. So the reality is, and what I would love to see, is I'd love to see a balance to Ireland's play. I would love to see us try and play football, but at sometimes maybe, you know, play that long ball and build ourselves in the game. Like, if you think of it, when I hear Gary Neville speak with Anfield, you're not going to try and play football for the first 15 minutes. You know, you'll play the long ball and find your way into the game. So Ireland, I think, need to be more kind of balanced, you know, more thought put into it. Like, against the Portugal, you mightn't come out and play football for the first 20 minutes. You feed yourself into the game and then you would play it. Against Azerbaijan, we should be getting the ball on the floor and trying to play much better football, because we should be able to play it against them. So it's about being smarter and not kind of naive. Whether Kenny is the man or not, I'm still not sure. I agree with Kenny to a degree about Sam Allardyce. If you got a more well-known manager in, maybe you could attract more players. Whether he's the man or not, though, to go in there, I don't know, because he's not going to play an attractive style of football. But I do think if we have another bad result or two, for me, Kenny's reign is up, because, you know, as much as I want to see Ireland play better football, you can't just keep losing and keep, you know, losing the teams you shouldn't. And we should look for a manager. But I'm not saying at the same time I want that manager to be someone that's going to go back to our old way. I'd like a manager that was more pragmatic and that might, you know, meet in the middle to get a bit of balance to our play. Someone like Chris Hughton, I think, would be fantastic. That would be my pick. If I had to pick a manager.
I like that show, Chris. I think he plays some good football at Brighton, I think, and he's an Irish legend. I prefer him than Allardyce.
Definitely. I don't know about that now. No. I'd be against Chris Hughton now.
So who's your shortlist, Kenny? Sean Dyche.
If Sean Dyche came available,
Tony Pulis.
Click my fingers. The actual shortlist you're asking me? Sam Allardyce would be number one for me. I think he could attract players that could be in the championship even more so.
Who wants to play for Sam Allardyce? He's a has-been.
He can still do his job. I still think he could get best out of the way Ireland are set up to play. We're not set up to play football the way we are and get results, as Chrissy said, to do both. Now, look, the football on the eye has been quite impressive. But
the results are... It's what the business is. It's results. Neil Lennon out of fair over... Chris Hughton there. You thought about someone who's passed it there. Elliot, look at him at first. He got sacked there recently. Very poor. Run there. I know he did decent at Brighton before he got the boot.
And Newcastle as well. To be fair, I thought he did a good job.
He was kind of lucky at both clubs to get Newcastle. But you said, Kenny...
If I was Kenny though, and if you could now, if you want, like, you have to, I do give him credit.
Yeah, I can hear you. Yeah.
Can you hear me? Okay.
Who are you giving credit?
So I want to give Kenny credit, not just go the full way against him, right? I do want to give him credit the way he has tried to play football, implement the youngsters. You can see we do have two very good, capable goalkeepers, Bazunu and Quivín Kelleher, as you said earlier, Elliot. I do think we do. Of course, it's clear as day we lack a striker. Adam Ida isn't good enough. I know he tries very hard. You still have Robbie Keane getting paid by the FAI. I wish Keane could go in there and assist in some way with Kenny how strikers should go about playing. I know it would be very hard to implement and show his tricks and all that, but someone who could say, look, when you're in front here, don't be looking just to pass the ball sideways. Go that way. Go towards the goal. Have an effort on, test the keeper. In a sense, Elliot, I'll ask you as well. In a sense, I can see why the 80% want him to stay there. In a sense, because...
It's not really to stay there. It's just to give him more time is what the 80% was.
To give him more time, I get the sense, because if you've started already playing this football and the players are, getting used to playing this system, it's probably a bad idea to go it's probably a bad idea. So I know... My wish would be to get a Sam Allardyce or a Neil Lennon. But again, it would take time. It would probably take another campaign to really get going on that style. So if you're going to get rid of Kenny, you need to go with someone maybe who's... Maybe do you go with a Robbie Keane or someone like that to give a shot? I don't know. Someone maybe a bit more who could play with the football. But I can see where they're coming from and you were coming from, although I think you're mad.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I think we have mixed it up, though, Chris. You were saying that we have mixed it up. But you see that game against Portugal, we played plenty of long balls to Ida that day. I just don't think we have the players. I think we're more likely to play that football than we are to play, I'm going to call it bog ball, Sam Allardyce football, Tony Pulis, all that kind of thing. I just don't think that'll be successful with us anymore. I don't think we have the players anymore to do that. Now maybe you're right, lads. I'm living in cuckoo land. That I just want to see Ireland playing the ball out from the back and all this stuff. Which I thought we've been great performance. That Portugal game was brilliant. I thought we were good against Serbia. But again, at the end of the day, lads, if things keep going, I want to eventually die on the hill if he keeps on getting bad results and things like that. So I think he's done great with the young players. Omar Bamadeli, you didn't mention Kenny, he was absolutely brilliant. Nearly gets the winner as well. So I don't know. I think
McGrath as well, very like a playmaker. Like, you know, he's developing. Don't get me wrong, I can see that the players playing well. I just, you know, results are key to what, like, I want to see Ireland go to the tournaments. I'd love to go to the tournaments.
Yeah.
So would the fans. We're not getting there playing this style. And it's just, it's such a pity. But Chrissy made a great point earlier. Have we seen a manager play great football and get results? No.
It doesn't have to be. Like, I'm not saying we need to have great football. It just needs to be not bog ball. Can't be long ball anymore. I don't think we have the players to do it.
Steve Bruce is linked, lad, to the Irish job. You know, 14-1 outside shot. Like, you know,
no Sam Allardyce, is he?
Yeah, exactly. He's no Sam Allardyce, and Sam Allardyce is far more capable. There he is in the Premier League, you know.
I can't believe Christie is saying he wants Sam Allardyce at the helm. Like,
I say, Chris, not Sam Allardyce. Don't get that mixed up.
You did agree with Kenna, didn't he, Kenna?
He did agree. And, you know, he's right. He's right to back it as well, because he will get results at the end of the day. He will claw out those results. If he was in charge and he had that campaign and we were 1-0 up against Portugal, nine defenders there just to claw a result.
We wouldn't be 1-0 up.
Well, technically, if we were 1-0 up in the 90th minute, we wouldn't concede twice with Sam Allardyce there. He'd put everything behind the ball, men on the line.
Can I just clarify the Chris Hughton thing? I say Chris Hughton, not Sam Allardyce, by the way. Chris Hughton.
He has a splinter there from sitting on the fence. I don't know if any of you have seen the squad for the game on Saturday. Obviously, Bazunu's in it. Owen Bamadeli's in it. There was a lot of talk that Scully didn't get into the team. There was a lot of talk about him scoring a lot of goals. Harry Arthur gets in the squad again. I don't know how. I don't know if any of you have seen it, but Azerbaijan, we're away to Azerbaijan on Saturday at 5:00, I think it is. So, like, as I know we're arguing about style of football, but at the end of the day, we all want to see Ireland in big tournaments. We all want to see Ireland do well. So we're all just passionate about our country and all, and we're all going to celebrate the goals the same way. Any other big points, lads? Kenny, you mentioned they had no plan B. I could argue, look, the goal we actually get against Serbia is plan B, because it's lumping the ball up to Duffy. But we can't do that for 90 minutes, like, you know.
I think you do have to do it more like during the game.
Especially against the smaller teams who are trying to break them down. Luxembourg and Azerbaijan tried to play football, break teams down that play and try and sit in. It's hard to break down. It is very hard to play football through teams like that. And you should be going a lot more longer and play, as you say, maybe instead of going to a five, go to a four and play an extra forwards. Now, I know Will Keane was added to this one for the first time, I think. He was playing regularly. So you never know, could he have an impact?
And someone that's playing regularly
is Troy Parrott there still as well. Hopefully he, you know, can get a good run as well. I like Troy Parrott. I like the potential he has. But I just think Ida is a workhorse. Like, he does, as you say, as Chris, you would say that Walters did the donkey work. He's doing a lot of that, especially against Portugal. He was so good at that. But he's a striker at the end of the day, and he needs to be putting the ball in the back of the net.
100%. Chrissy, I've always advocated to get Connolly in the championship, get him scoring goals, similar to Shane Long a few years ago. He went down and he actually banged in a few goals. I think he's a good player, Connolly, but he's just not adding the goals. He got a couple in the EFL or Carabao or the
two, I think, the other day,
yeah. Califragilistic Cup, whatever it's called nowadays. But he got two goals. Chrissy, what do you think? Do you think he's ever going to be the player who gets us the goals?
His attitude frustrates me, I must say. I don't know. He just doesn't seem to have the right attitude for it. He's kind of a talented chap, but just you know, you just don't know what you're going to get from him. You kind of feel like you might get a goal or two here and there, but I just never think he's going to be that clinical striker we can depend on. For me, he's a 20-minute guy that you take a chance on, and he could deliver for you, or he could make things worse. That's how I kind of feel about him. I don't think he's a top-level player. But in regards for Ireland, if he's the player you're bringing off the bench, he could be really, really effective, but he could be awful at the same time. That's the way I feel. I'm not kind of convinced by him, if you get me.
I think your real reason you don't like Connolly, I think he went out with Lucinda from Love Island. I think that's grating on you, I think.
Oh, I heard that, actually. Yeah, I heard that.
I think she mentioned this mysterious boyfriend. Obviously, I heard from, right, talking to Chrissy. I don't watch it myself now. I think this is, you know, this is proper analysis, lads. You know what I mean? In-depth stuff here.
Connolly, though, yeah, I agree. Frustrates me. Like Chrissy said, yeah, there very well. But I totally agree with you, Elliot, on Connolly. Needs to be going down playing regularly. He could bang in goals in the championship with his pace. Doesn't do it enough for Ireland. You see him, he doesn't, with the one-on-ones we were talking earlier on, I know about world-class stars like the likes of Duff and that, with, of course, Connolly is nothing.
He wouldn't even
be able to get an autograph off Duff. Like, but I'm just saying, he's one-on-one with players with that pace, and he's afraid to go with it. You know, he's afraid to go one-on-one with players, and it frustrates the life out of me, attitude-wise as well. Oh, it's so hard. Like, but you know, because he's in the Premiership playing Premiership football, he probably will just get selected for on that because he's needed and he's got a bit more experience.
Yeah. It's an interesting one. Just the last point there, I think the best performance under Kenny has been the Portugal performance. I think we'd all agree on that. I think what was interesting, he played the back five. He played Coleman, and he also, I think, the Coleman wing back on the right side, and he did Doherty on the left side, and Doherty was brilliant that night. So they're two of our best players. So if you can get them on the ball a bit better, that might help us, Chrissy. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, definitely. And, you know, there's a lot of people play the back five. You see Tuchel doing it there at Chelsea as well. Like, it does have its advantages. You know, you can, you know, be solid defensively, but you can be creative in attack as well. And if they get space out wide on the ball and they can kind of be creative and deliver for us, you know, that's a real plus for Ireland, because we probably don't have an awful lot of creativity matched with experience, but those two have good experience, and they're the kind of the fellas we want on the ball. Now, I know, you know, Coleman or Doherty is not a Trent Alexander-Arnold or anything like that, but, you know, regards for Ireland and what we want to do, you know, they can, you know, really deliver from there. And look, if that formation worked and we were getting results, I would be very happy to keep that. And if he wanted to keep playing it, I would be well behind it. But yeah, it definitely worked good for us against Portugal. And those two players are very important for us.
Right, as we finish up there, but two games, obviously, this is the international break as well. So two games, we have Azerbaijan on Saturday, then we have Qatar, I think. So hopefully it's two wins, yep. And then we're looking at a bit more positive. But I think another thing is, I think what a point to mention is, for us, obviously, we're fans of Liverpool and Chelsea, respectively. But we're spoiled at our club. And even Dixon, obviously, United fan. We've had so much success over the years. It's not a quick fix for us. So it's completely different, and we're spoiled to the fact that we're so used to seeing success at our clubs and winning things that it's difficult for us to watch a kind of a lesser side, if that makes sense. But it's going to be it's a tough watch. But hopefully get a couple of results, and we're a bit more positive then, for probably a bit more positive for the next one, because 2 points after five games, you know, with the teams we played, like Luxembourg, they should be getting 6 points from the two games against them. Azerbaijan the same, you know. So,
yeah.
Do you know? So it's very strange. But like, we'll see what happens. I'm sure.
Like, what would you do though, Elliot? Here now, like the final question I'd have for the pair of you.
Yeah.
And then I'll give mine. What do you do then at the end of this campaign? Should the FAI back Stephen Kenny to go forward to the next campaign, give him another one, or do you twist and go, look, thanks for everything, but you know, the one win isn't good enough. Or, you know, if we beat Azerbaijan a draw, look, one win isn't good enough now. Thanks, well, but we have to move on.
But I'd say, Kenny, if they are going to give him the backing for the next campaign, come out and say it. Come out and make a statement. If they are going to, because that's only going to help the team. If the FAI come out and make a statement, say, look, we are going to back him, gives them a little bit more confidence. Maybe the players have more confidence in the manager, that kind of thing. I think that would bode well. But if they are going to get rid of him, they'd probably have to do it sooner rather than later. But I want to keep him. But I think they should come out and back him. If they are going to give him the next campaign, which I think they will, they have to come out and back him.
Yeah, no, I think that's
it. If they are going to,
super point. Super point, Elliot. Super point. A lot of fans were asking for that after, I think, the Portugal game. So it's been going on since then. People and the FAI have declined to comment. Chrissy, what would you do if you're being honest and off the fence? what would you do here now? Would you look at it, go, look, thanks for everything. The results are not good enough. And look, we need to be qualifying to get more.
I think it'll depend on the two results and the availability of what managers around that will be interested in Ireland. I just don't believe in just sacking a manager and then looking. I think it's the case where we'll have to see what the results are like. Like, if it's still one win from 18 now after these two games, I think you do have to get rid of Kenny. I think time is up, but you have to be very careful about who is available there to do that job, who will want to do that job, and who can make that team better, and who's the right man to do it. Like, we are throwing out names there, like you threw out Sam Allardyce, I threw out Chris Hughton. Like
Neil Lennon.
These guys might, like, Chris Hughton is Irish, it's a bit different, but they might...
What about Neil Lennon?
Neil Lennon, yeah, he did well at Celtic. It's whether these guys want that job. We have to look at Ireland now, and you have to look at it. If you're a well-known manager, you have to look at it and say, results have been this poor. We've young players that I'm going to have to make better and try get results above probably what the squad is capable of. You know, I think we sometimes look to overachieve, if I'm being honest, with certain results and get to tournaments. We're a small nation. We don't have the players we used to. So I think if we don't get the two results in the last two games, I think Kenny should go. But what I'm saying is, I think we have to be very careful about who we appoint next as manager. That's the only thing I would say.
Right, boys. Kenny in, Kenny out. I'm saying Kenny in. Chrissy.
Kenny in if he gets two wins in the next two games.
None of this
sitting on the fence.
Come on. Kenny in or Kenny out.
The two games are really important.
Sure, if he gets three wins out of
18. Three wins is not good enough in 18. Three wins out of 18. Like,
right,
come on,
Kenny
one
or
win.
Kenny,
Kenny in or Kenny out. One decision.
Kenny out, he said.
You don't have to say anything else. You're Kenny out too, are you?
I'm Kenny out.
Here we go. Well, interesting stuff. But like, we're all hoping Ireland do well, obviously, of course. So
of course.
Cheers, boys.
Cheers, boys.
Couldn't let me sit on the fence.
Splinter cell. Thanks for listening to the Flatback 4 podcast. Let us know what you think. Are you Kenny in or Kenny out? Does Kenny deserve more time? Is Chrissy only angry at Connolly because he used to go out with Lucinda from Love Island? These are the big questions.